Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you this week for sure. Everything that Nolan and I had hoped for, and we're pretty certain that most of you people as well, from comments and responses being sent in. In other words, a good week, a good winter meetings. And who knows, before this show airs, there could be even more things done before we get there. But Nolan and I are going to talk about all things from this last week, and certainly give our thoughts and opinions overall and stuff like that. But, you know, hey, right from Sunday night on, it's been great. Movement, both signings, trades. And hopefully it just keeps the ball rolling right through to Christmas, hopefully, and stuff like that, and right into the new year, and we just keep this juggernaut going. Because again, it's an exciting time of year when you get to think about the highs and lows of your team, and just shows that you're an invested fan. Invested participant, man. You love the game as a player, a parent, a coach. It doesn't matter. So we're excited to get going with tonight's show, and we will. So, but before we get there, can't thank you enough as always for being a part of the nation, part of the show. Spread the message for us, please. Continue to grow, do the growth. Send in your curtain call questions. You know where you can do that, or questions about training, questions about baseball, anything that you have to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. We're happy to talk all day, every day about it, or get it on the show here if at all possible. That's our promise to you and our guarantees. So, and again, as always, can't thank our servicemen and women around the world enough for being a part of the nation, listening in. Hopefully brings a little bit of enjoyment to your week on a regular basis, and you know, God bless you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. Whether it's Nolan and myself here or the rest of the nation, being able to be a part of baseball, enjoy life and feel safe doing it. That's the bottom line. So thank you very, very much from the bottom of our heart, for doing what you do. And, hey, if you are a dirtbag out there, and we know you all are, hopefully you've had a dirty week as a player, a parent, a coach again, and you've been able to get up, get after it, and get dirty, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And again, like I said, we're excited to get going with this. So settle in, sit back, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because Nolan and I are going to get things hammered out, and we're going to go through it.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 20% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees, holiday lights, and more. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, and grills. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to roll?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, we don't need to dive too far into the Juan Soto news unless you've been living under a rock. Juan Soto, 15 years, 765 to the New York Mets. Not the Yankees, the New York Mets. Basically, the kicker apparently in the deal, now I don't know how true this is or not, but apparently the kicker in the deal was the fact that Steve Cohen said, yeah, sure, you can have a suite for you and your family, where the Yankees said, hey, Aaron Judge and Derek Jeter had to pay for a suite, so you don't get a suite. Juan Soto, to me, I mean, AJ Pierzynski said it best. He's not a guy that I'm necessarily watching to swing a bat at any point in time. Like Shohei Ohtani, you're watching his every at bat, right? And especially when he was on that 50-50 chase, you were watching every single swing. Aaron Judge, I mean, when he's chasing 60, obviously Aaron Judge is must watch baseball. There's a lot of guys that are must watch TV. Juan Soto, to me, he's not that guy, but I mean, heck, he got his money. Congratulations to Juan Soto. I'll let Kirk jump in here. It looks like he's got a couple of things to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, congratulations, Juan Soto. You bet on yourself, as everybody's been saying, and it worked. Bottom line is, congratulations for sure. Congratulations, New York Mets, Steve Cohen. Congratulations, Mets fans out there. But I do agree with you, Nolan. As exciting as he is as a player, and you want to see the rest of his career, I think that's it. You want to see his career. You think about it, seeing his career, like AJ Pierzynski was kind of saying. You don't think about it as watching every game within his career. He doesn't get you up off the couch to watch every at-bat, like you said.
Well, he's not a $50 million player to me, but obviously he is. Mets view him as a $51 million player with the possibility of 55 after 5 years. Either way, no, I mean, congratulations. The Mets got their guy. Moving on.
Just last thing before that. What are you thinking of your Brian Cashman and the Yankees?
Plan B through Z apparently is full gear now.
And even before you relieved? Are you going, thank God?
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. Cashman even said, like, hey, I spent over what I was willing to go. And they went 16-760. And quite frankly, I don't blame him. Like, I would have said the same thing too. Like, to me, I mean, he literally is a one-dimensional player. We've said it a bazillion times. I'm sure everybody on this that listens to us is sick and tired of hearing me knock Juan Soto, but I'm calling it what it is. He's not a guy that is going to produce 30-plus stolen bases for you. Heck, even 20-plus stolen bases for you. He's a subpar defensive outfielder, and reality of it is in about 5 years, he's going to be a DH. Now, I get that the money's obviously there. Obviously, TV deals are in the billions of dollars. Now, ownership has billions of dollars. They can freewheel and spend all the money that they want. And you know what I'm most happy about is the fact that there's no deferrals, no opt-out. Well, I mean, there is the one opt-out after year five. But none of that extra BS that the Los Angeles Dodgers do, where they're paying over $1 billion in deferrals through 2099 or whatever year they have their deferrals through. But either way, no, I was happy about that. It's all upfront money. He's gonna be a good player. He'll slide right into that lineup. Obviously, he adds depth in that lineup with a lot of Pete Alonso. I mean, I don't know if you're necessarily replacing the Polar Bear's power. Tell you the truth, because Polar Bear power, I mean, we've seen it. He can drop 50. Juan Soto was scratching 40. Well, and that was in a short porch. Now, I get that his splits were even on the road and at home.
Don't forget,
still,
he had a guy by the name of MVP Judge.
Oh, he had Aaron Judge behind him. No, exactly.
Right now, he doesn't.
He had to get pitches. Right now, he's got Mark Vientos behind him.
So you're
him.
Right. He could be back into the 30s. Not that you're not going to take 30-plus home runs every year, too. But he
but
doesn't
not
have
for
that protection
$50 million.
For guaranteed for 40 or whatever. And the bottom line, you and I talked about it right after we were done, Braden as well, even in that. If I'm an American League team, I'm loving the fact that the Mets got him.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Now it's either the Mets or the Dodgers. One of those teams is not making the World Series, but they're spending a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, no, exactly. So moving on to, I think, what was the biggest move of today, Garrett Crochet finally gets traded.
Ooh.
Boston Red Sox got the White Sox got a good haul back, but obviously they're prospects. So, I mean, you get Garrett Crochet going to the Red Sox for Kyle Teal, catcher, Braden Montgomery, outfielder, infielder Chase Meedrith, who is projected to basically be a second baseman, is kind of what the MLB Network guys were saying, and right-handed pitcher Wickelman Gonzalez. Obviously, two of those guys, former first-round picks, being Kyle Teal and Braden Montgomery of the past 2 years. Both of them were in the top 100 prospects. One of them was number four. One of them was number five with the Boston Red Sox. Like I said, obviously, they're prospects, so there's no guarantee in that trade. But at the same time, Garrett Crochet really only had 1 year of solid, I'm not going to say necessarily ace-like production, but more or less ace-like production out of 133 and a third innings, I believe it was. Or 133 and two-thirds innings. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, he's not completely stretched out. I talked about it last week or whatever. You know, if you don't really believe in your pitching department, nobody's not going to formally say that or publicly say that. But if you're not 100% confident in your department that you can even stretch him out to a full regular season, he's going to be probably this year, you know, maybe 170.
Yeah, you're hoping that.
Right? Yeah.
You're hoping a buck 70.
Yeah, that seems to be a standard. 170 to 200 now seems to be the standard. Guys are over 200. They're really, they're the horses. They're the studs. Not saying he can't get there. But back to your White Sox, wow. You go through those prospects, dirtbags. They checked off a box at every position almost.
Oh, they got
catcher,
their
pitcher, infielder, outfielder.
Yeah, they got their middle of the field guys, that's for sure. Obviously, Braden Montgomery, very talented player. Kyle Teal, I mean, highly regarded catcher. I think he's the number three or number four catcher prospect in all of baseball. So, I mean, both of those guys, I think they're gonna get there in probably 2 years, both up to the Chicago White Sox. And I mean, obviously, the window for the White Sox isn't 2 years like what they had for Crochet. So, I mean, he's only making 2.9 projected this year in arbitration, but Boston, I think, ultimately, obviously, they're taking a risk, but at the same time, that's a good risk to take.
Frees up a little bit of Luis Robert, too, for trade, but also flexibility to move him to the corners.
Yeah.
With getting that, you know. Again, he's a prospect that they're getting in return, but no guarantee, but it gives them options now. I like what Chris Getz did there. He when he got what must have been in his mind was necessary to have, he went ahead and he just signed, sealed, and delivered. Done.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on now, obviously, there was a lot of flurry that happened this winter meetings, and we were very excited about that. Obviously, that was kind of one of our wishes in last week's episode was that there was going to be tons of movement. We got a smaller move that I think took a lot of people by surprise. Andrés Giménez and Nick Sandlin to the Toronto Blue Jays for Spencer Horowitz and a minor leaguer, and then they end up flipping Spencer Horowitz, like the Cleveland Guardians did, over to the Pittsburgh Pirates for Luis Ortiz and two other prospects. obviously, Spencer Horowitz is kind of blocked by Josh Naylor at this moment in time by the Cleveland Guardians, so they viewed that as a possible flip candidate. Obviously, getting back a couple of pitchers in return from Pittsburgh was very nice, considering Cleveland right now doesn't have a lot of healthy pitchers.
That's their MO, right?
Spencer Horowitz, man. I like Spencer Horowitz. I was very disappointed to see the Toronto Blue Jays sell him, especially since Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the biggest winner of this winter meeting. Haven't seen what Juan Soto just signed for. Vladdy just went up probably $100 million. So I thought Spencer Horowitz was going to be the first baseman of the future for the Toronto Blue Jays. Obviously, that's not the plan. Andrés Giménez, though, coming back. Fantastic defensive second baseman with the possibility to slide to shortstop if Bo Bichette is not signed to an extension.
Yeah, another key cog to that defense for the Blue Jays, right? And we've seen him offensively go off. Yes, it's been 2 years. He went down to 23, 24 and stuff like that. But you know what? He's proven that he can get there offensively too. So there's some excitement to it as well. I like the fact that it was, to me, a great old-fashioned trade. I have to assume Pittsburgh reached out to the Blue Jays earlier in the year or whatever and that, and there wasn't a fit for them. So they were like, hey, you know what? Let's try to get a third team in on this and see if we can make this happen. Cleveland, Jays, obviously know one another very well in the upper management. Years together. We're able to make it happen. That's great. I think, you know, again, time will tell ultimately or whatever and that. But defensively, this guy gives them second base or shortstop, depending on what the Blue Jays do with Bo Bichette. So that's exciting for the future or whatever. The Cardinals, they get their MO. They get three pitchers in return. They're always building pitchers.
Not the
pitchers.
Cardinals.
Sorry, the Guardians, my bad. And Pittsburgh hopefully gets a first baseman. Young, serviceable, fits in with that team. That's where they're at right now. You got to be excited if you're Spencer Horowitz. There's no question about it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second for our next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to go? You want to continue on?
Yeah,
any other thoughts on that trade?
No, I love it for Pittsburgh, personally speaking. Pittsburgh's got pitching depth, and they got young pitchers outside of Mitch Keller, but Mitch Keller's already locked up. So, I mean, you're looking at that starting staff that they already have up there. I'm huge on Spencer Horowitz. I think he's going to be a fantastic player. He put up solid numbers in his rookie year. Obviously, the power wasn't really there for a first baseman. He can platoon as a second baseman, but that's not what the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to use him as. Obviously, the Pittsburgh Pirates got a couple of good young second basemen coming up through their system, primarily Tymer Johnson. I'm just looking at it purely from the standpoint of the Pittsburgh Pirates have four legitimate starters. Well, three legitimate starters for sure in Jared Jones, obviously Mitch Keller, and obviously the rookie of the year, Cy Young finalist, Paul Skeens, like Kirk just said. And then obviously one of their top pitching prospects. I'm just looking at it, right? They needed a first baseman, so they got their first baseman. But now, so just moving on, we're going to keep it rolling because obviously there was a heck of a lot that we got to talk about. Biggest free agent signing by a left-handed pitcher. Reportedly 8-year, 218, Mr. Max Fried to the New York Yankees. Now, here's a crazy one for you. Obviously, Luis Severino signs there last week with the Oakland, or sorry, not the Oakland Athletics. They're not the Oakland Athletics anymore. Now the Sacramento Athletics.
Just the A's.
Just the Athletics, sorry, is what they want to be called. Signs that 3-year, $67 million deal with them, even though on the MLB Network it kept on showing 2-year. Max Fried. Apparently, the A's made a huge offer for Max Fried. Now, I thought that was very interesting because, I mean, obviously, last week we kind of went on and we were saying, hey, we'd be very surprised if the Athletics got anybody based on kind of what Walker Buehler and what the reports were saying, that it was going to be tough for anybody to get sold on pitch in there. Max Fried obviously wasn't sold on pitch in there, but it's interesting to see that the Athletics are kind of all in on some of these guys considering it's the same ownership group. But yet they were too frugal to spend money when they were in Oakland.
I guess all reports are that there's a very serious backlash out from the MLB Players Association, that they're threatening of suing them because they're not being proactive. They need to get up to $105 million is what it is. And they're around $75 million right now. So obviously it's showing that it's there because I couldn't believe it. I just fell out of the chair today, just like you, when I saw that they were in on Fried as well. So, hey, good for the Players Association to say, you know what? Every team's got to step up and make a genuine effort. We've been saying it all along. You dirtbags have been saying it all along. So great. Great to see it.
Then, obviously, I mean, here's some news that we should have broken in the first half. Dave Parker and Dick Allen get voted into the Hall of Fame in the, I'm drawing a blank on what their committee was called. The veterans, not the veterans.
The era.
Yeah, whatever their era was called. Anyways, yeah, so they both get into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, Kirk might have a bit of knowledge about those guys. I'm way too young to remember either of them. I can let him kind of talk. It looks like he's ready to talk about them.
Not so much on Dick Allen. That was pretty young or whatever and that, but great stories with everything that I saw out of it, the family, and just the numbers when they pulled through or whatever and that, obviously well deserved, and anybody that's out there listening that's old enough to be a part of that, you can probably confirm that for sure. There's no question. Dave Parker, totally different. Yes. Pittsburgh teams, Oakland Athletics, Cincinnati Reds. I mean, that guy was a beast. So great story. And just not only a beast, but just a talented beast. Again, one of those multi-sport athletes, great human being, great teammate, leader, and just a great acknowledgement to his career and him as a person. So very, very impressed to see that decision. Obviously, there was many more that probably are just as deserving and hopefully their time will come. That's why it's great that they've started that committee, that offering for those players to be appreciated and acknowledged.
Yep. Now, just some more free agent news. Obviously, Willy Adames, 7-year buck 82 to the Giants. I like that. I don't think the numbers are going to necessarily reflect. Obviously, they're hoping to get that first 30 home run hitter since Barry Bonds back in 04. But either way, that's a good signing by San Francisco. Like we said a couple weeks ago and even in last week's, I mean, it's going to give them basically the best left side of the infield in terms of power production, at least in my opinion, and overall versatility in defense if Willy Adames can bounce back to a couple years ago. But at least that way, Matt Chapman, I mean, the reports were that he would be open to sliding over to shortstop for the first little bit of the year, depending on what they did. Now, obviously, they don't have to slide him over to third base, or sorry, to shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, Buster Posey needed to get somebody, and he went and got somebody. And you know, not just somebody, a really, really good player that's only gotten better every year. So you like to see him progressing in that way, Willy Adames, and good for the San Francisco Giants because they had to get somebody in that market. Obviously, everybody knows the hits and misses, and so they got to start doing it over. I mean, they got a lot of good pieces there. Do they have a great offense yet? No, they don't. I think everybody knows that, but part of the park, part of development, if they can put all the pieces together, get a player here and there and get that player development rolling and getting those kids coming up just like every other team, then they're going to be all right because they got a good pitching staff and they're not done on Burns yet. There's no guarantee they're getting them, but by all reports, they're certainly one of the big guys in on that, them and the Jays. Red Sox maybe were, but they're out. I shouldn't say they're out. We'll talk more about that in the third segment. But, yeah, I mean, good for them. Good for Willy Adames.
Orioles making a couple of moves, signing Tyler O'Neill, 3-year, $49.5 million with an opt-out after this year. And Gary Sanchez, 1-year, $8.5 million. Gary Sanchez, I'm not so huge on. I think that was a stretch and a reach, especially signing him as a backup catcher. Let's be honest, he's not a great catcher to begin with. So I'm not huge on that one. I like the idea of them getting a better defensive catcher, especially since Adley Rutschman is going to be the primary everyday guy. Tyler O'Neill, though, I like that signing, especially if he can continue to produce and if he could just ever stay healthy, man. Like, you see the production that guy gives. Obviously, last year in Boston, he had a fantastic year when he was on the field. 31 bombs, 61 RBIs in just under 100 games. But, I mean, it's always been the same thing with Tyler O'Neill, unfortunately. Those injuries just seem to bite him.
I love that move by Mike Ulias. Move the outfield in a little bit for him. Home runs are still right there for him. Like you said, if he stays healthy, I think that's just a really nice acquisition on that team. He's going to have some fire. He's going to have some energy. He's got some experience from the Cardinals to the Red Sox. He knows now what it is to be a professional baseball player. That's what Baltimore needs, right? They've got studs all across. They've got studs throughout their farm system. They haven't had to expend a lot of money. I'm sure if you're an Orioles fan out there, you're begging them to get some pitching, especially when you see Crochet go to the Red Sox and not to them. He's got some work to do there on his pitching end. There's no question. They've got to get stronger and stable. I like the back end of their pitchers potentially coming back with Batista, obviously, should be healthy and ready to roll. But he's got some work on the pitching staff to do. There's no question. I mean, especially in that juggernaut that's still the East. And the Yankees, you know, they got freed. We'll talk more about that in the third segment. But they're going to go out and get some more hitters, too. Big boppers. They're in on Christian Walker. Who knows?
Then, obviously, Nathan Eovaldi. I think this is basically like the last of the multi-year guys that have signed so far. Nathan Eovaldi, 3-year, $75 million back to the Rangers. Little bit of an overpay in my opinion. I don't think he's necessarily worth 25 a year, but at the same time, I mean, you're going to get the production and they're obviously losing a couple of their veteran key starting pitchers, that just never panned out for them. Jacob DeGrom, they're hoping that obviously he'll be back this year, but time will tell with him, obviously, how healthy he is. Now, Nathan Eovaldi, obviously, he's had a couple of bumps in the road over the past couple of seasons, just with some minor injuries and whatnot. But, I mean, still, 3-year, 75, and the production that he gave them in the postseason there a couple years ago makes it worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, it's an overpay, but that's the market right now, right? With starting pitching, they're just going off the charts. There's no question about it. I love that Chris Young went ahead and did it. I think it's deserving of Nathan Eovaldi. I like the fact that he's back with the Texas Rangers. I like the fact that they stepped up. And yeah, maybe they overpaid a little bit or whatever in that, but I think on the other side of it, what he's brought to them, big part of a World Series, they made money off of him already. So now they're just paying him back a little bit. There's, you know, I like it because like we say, right, the American League West right now with the uncertainty of the Houston Astros and what they have to overcome over the next few months, that's open again. That division's open again. Seattle's just got to figure out what they're going to want to do. Obviously, the A's are invested. The Angels, they're not big marquee signings or whatever and stuff like that, but they're moving. In Texas, hey, they get Aroldis Chapman back healthy or whatever and that, get him back on track again, get Josh Jung on the field for maybe 140 games. That's a good team again. Evan Carter bounces back. Wyatt Langford settles into his second year. That's a good signing. I like that.
And last thing that I want to lead this segment with, Mr. Roki Sasaki has been posted. Now, it's highly unlikely that he signs before next year's international free agent signing bonuses all kick up to basically between $5 and $7.5 million. But obviously, he can start talking to teams now. Every team basically should be in on him. There's no reason for a team not to be in on him. Obviously, there's favorites out there already, but you're getting a potential ace. And no matter how you spin it, teams got to get creative with how they're going to trade the allotment money and everything like that. I know that there can only be 250,000 traded at a time, but still, teams will get creative to try and figure out a way to maximize that.
Yeah, and like you said, you got Joel Wolf as the agent, so he's got guys all over the map for sure. So we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game,
Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, and welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions. Thank you for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That could be Curtain Call Questions. That can be training inquiries. Anything else that you want to talk about baseball related, we're happy to do it all day, every day. So that's the bottom line. And before we get going, Nolan will, if anything comes up as we're going through this segment, Nolan will break in and keep us updated. So that's good. So, all right, Nolan, we got guys off the board. We've got trades. We've got all this excitement. There's a lot of buzz in the nation right now, Dirtbags. That's awesome to show that you see that you're passionate about it. You're engaged in it, even though the holiday season is coming up and you got so much other stuff going on in your day-to-day life as well. So let's go ahead. They want to know, what are the Astros going to do with Bregman? Are they going to be able to go any higher than the offer they are? Or are they just going to get swept under the rug? And any predictions?
Yeah, I mean, so to me, here's the way that it's going to go. I got Bregman going to the Yankees. And then I got the Red Sox trading for Nolan Arenado. Those will be the two follow-up moves. I mean, as much as I like the idea of Bregman re-signing with the Houston Astros, with all the talk that's going on with Kyle Tucker and Framber Valdez and them possibly being traded, if I'm Bregman, I'm looking at it and I'm like, all right, realistically, outside of Altuve, who do I have for legitimate running mates that are going to keep me in? Like you said, I mean, the West is the wild, wild West right now in the AL. Like, there's no teams that are definitively the best. Right now on paper, I'd still say Houston, just because Seattle hasn't proven that they can do anything with their amazing pitching staff. To me, realistically, like, I'm looking at it, if I'm Alex Bregman, I think the Yankees, just in terms of a team that fits the mold of, okay, I'm trying to continue to win, and I got the pieces already around me. Now, I get that that's a right-handed heavy lineup already to begin with, but it is what it is, and Bregman's going to bring that winning culture. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers are right in there at the final in a top three bid, just with the AJ Hinch and everything like that connection. But I'm still just looking at it like Bregman, I think, is just going to go to the New York Yankees, because I think that they're going to just offer him enough money, and they already have the prospects and everything like that in place to be a legitimate contender again in the American League.
Yeah, I agree. I know the Yankees are up against the luxury tax and stuff like that, and they're trying to stay within it and stuff. But I think just after last year's loss, or well, this past season's loss or whatever in the World Series, losing out on Soto, I mean, again, I think overall they're not happy about it, but they're not at the end of the rope of it, because you can go out there and use that money to build a World Series team. And they still had so many pieces, like we all knew, right? I go back to just who Bregman is and what he is. And I think even though the Yankees have been there and gone to the dance, you always need that player. You always need that player, extra guy in the clubhouse, in the day-to-day life of the New York Yankees, that's been there, done it, and knows what's required every single day. So I cannot see the Yankees not going hard for him, especially after signing Mr. Fried. You got Garrett and Fried, 1-2. You got Rodon, maybe sits around 160 innings now, doesn't need to worry about 200. Luis Gil, just like you said, he just won Rookie of the Year. Clark Schmidt looks great in the staff. I mean, Stroman's a guy they can trade now. They don't need Stroman. So they got options. But I think, yeah, to your point on Bregman, absolutely. Nolan Arenado, that's interesting. Because they just gave, I mean, I realize all reports that there's still lots of health in the farm system. But boy, when you just gave up what you gave up for Crochet.
Well, they got their 1, 2, and 3, and I don't think they got to move any of their 1, 2, and 3, who are all top 10 guys, like the Red Sox I'm talking. They're all top 10 prospects. I don't think that they need to move them in a Nolan Arenado trade, unless the Cardinals are kicking in a Ryan Helsley or somebody to that extent.
Could you, envision them trading Tristan Casas. And that gives back, the Devers Arenado. The
Cardinals,
is
you're
that
saying?
Too much for Arenado? Because you still have him for 3 years, Arenado.
No, like by all accounts, it sounds like Masataka Yoshida needs to be traded. If it is, or if he is going to the Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals don't have a fit for Masataka Yoshida, so that one to me didn't make any sense when I was reading those hypothetical trades. I mean, obviously, it opens up the possibility for the Cardinals having 1.5 Japanese players to make a more enticing offer to Roki Sasaki, so it'd be something that they'd have to entertain. But at the same time, Masataka Yoshida doesn't fit in nicely. Tristan Casas, I mean, he'd be the Cardinals' realistic only first baseman that they have on the roster. So it would definitely help out, but I mean, with Wilson Contreras switching over to first base and DHing, and I think they're going to use Alec Burleson or Brendan Donovan, one of those two, as a platoon at first base when Wilson will be DHing or something like that, or if the first base experiment doesn't pan out, then, I mean, yeah. Either way, Tristan Casas is a good left-handed bat. He's a young player. He just came up a couple years ago, so he's still pre-arb guy. I think realistically, Casas could be traded to a few different teams, obviously, out there. He's a good young left-handed power bat, and, I mean, last year was just a down year for him, let's be honest. But everything about him still projects as a solid first baseman at the major league level, in my opinion.
Baltimore Orioles fans aren't feeling so good about the re-signing of Corbin Burnes. Yeah. One, he already... obviously somewhere he leaked it or whatever in that, because it's been out a couple of times that he wanted to go to the Dodgers. Obviously they signed Blake Snell. So is he wanting to go back home? Are the Giants in a good position? Do the Blue Jays, who are supposed to be in on him as well, have to pay an extra $40 million to keep him here? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Jays just got to go above and beyond if they want to try and get him. Like, San Francisco to me is just a better pitcher park. But I'm looking at the construction of the Toronto Blue Jays lineup as it currently is, and I would say that the Jays are a more realistic possibility to sign him than a lot of people are giving him credit for. Obviously, they're a front runner. They were in on Soto, so they're obviously willing to spend the money. Obviously, last year they were in on Shohei Ohtani. They don't want to be the bridesmaid anymore. They want to be the bride, right? So I think a guy like Corbin Burnes, you need to pay basically that $250 million to try and get him if you're the Toronto Blue Jays, where I think the Giants, obviously they got money as well, but I think the Giants would try to sell the fact that, hey, you're coming home. And right now, I mean, the California taxes still have an effect, but so do Canadian taxes and dollar. So
100%.
So like at the end of the day, I don't know what it'll come down to for him. But I think the Jays right now give them a better chance to win. I get that the Jays just had a horrible year this past season, finishing last in the AL East. But still, to me, I just look at that as an easier out than the San Francisco Giants having to play the Los Angeles Dodgers, what, nine, or I don't even know how many times they have to play them now, 12 times a year, sorry. To me, it's just a better fit.
Okay. Santander and Hernandez, are they kind of connected in a sense that whatever team doesn't get one, they go to the other? Or are they a separate identity?
I think they're two totally separate identities. I think Teo being a left fielder and Santander being a right fielder, I don't think the two of them match up perfectly. Obviously, Santander's got that switch hitting ability, where Teo's just a pure righty. Now, Teo last year, obviously coming off a fantastic year with the Dodgers. By all accounts, he still wants to go to the Dodgers, but the Dodgers just signed Michael Conforto to a 1-year 17. So it's not a perfect fit for them to go out and get their Teo. Santander, on the other hand, obviously, I still think by the time the contract's done, he's probably going to be a DH wherever he goes. I can't see him being, if he does sign a 4-year deal, I can't see him being a 4-year right fielder. I get that he's got a cannon, he can spill a guy, but still, I'd rather have a better defensive right fielder out there than Santander. I get that he's basically an average or just below average right fielder with a cannon of an arm, but still, that switch hitting ability to me is the ultimate driving force. So I think Teo will get signed before Santander, but I get your point. They are kind of connected in the fact that there's not a lot of teams out there with an outfield need of that magnitude. Like those are two big time guys where I think they have a lot of open spots available.
There's obviously a lot of starting pitchers in that, but the Dirtbags want to know, does Tanner Scott go first off the board as far as closing goes, relievers go, or is he kind of in a holding pattern to maybe see about the Devin Williams, even though the Cardinals have pulled, quote-unquote, pulled Helsley off the chart or off the table? Are they moving first? Because we've got trades going as well as signings, so it's one of those interesting years.
Yeah, I think the reliever market, especially Tanner Scott, he'll be signed, I think, probably before the new year, where Devin Williams and Ryan Helsley, the idea should be to trade them before the season even starts. So then that way you're maximizing your value instead of trading them at the deadline. But at the same time, I don't think either of those teams really need to trade Helsley or Devin Williams. Like, I get that the Brewers aren't historically making those huge offers, but at the same time, Devin Williams is a guy that I know, as long as he's healthy, I can flip him at the deadline and I'll still get back a good haul. I know if I flip Ryan Helsley at the deadline, I can still get back a good haul if I'm out of contention one way or the other on both of those teams. Where Tanner Scott, it's, hey, listen, I'm a free agent. Like, I got nothing holding me back, and I'm just coming off a good year with Miami Marlins and a fantastic run with the San Diego Padres. So to me, Tanner Scott should be signed before those other two guys and before New Year's.
Here's a real good question, Em. With teams up against the luxury tax, are you going to see more moves like the Texas Rangers made yesterday with the Miami Marlins? Or sorry, the Florida Marlins.
With Jake Berger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they really trying to lock it in and hold in and not have to pay that extra tax? So we're going to see a few more moves like that?
Yeah, I mean, I like that move. I didn't like it from Miami's standpoint. I don't know enough about the Texas prospects that they got back in return, but I'm looking at a guy that had legitimate power in not a power-friendly park, and I get that he's not your standard third baseman or first baseman, but Jake Berger is going to slide in as probably a backup to Nathaniel Lowe unless they got something cooking with Nathaniel Lowe on a trade or something to that extent. But yeah,
gives him some security behind Jace Jung too with the injuries.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's a good fallback option, and he can very easily DH in that lineup, no problem. Yeah, I think there should be a few of those mid-market teams that are making these types of moves where they're trading guys with a little bit of control still in them and getting back some good prospects. Like, I'm looking at a few different teams, and I'm just thinking that would be the right way to go, especially if you're not in on those big-time guys. And like you said, teams that are pressed up against the luxury tax threshold, they should be interested in those types of moves.
Yeah, no question about it. So we talked a little bit about it last week or whatever, and you look at the Cincinnati Reds, you look at the Kansas City Royals, especially or whatever, and I'd love to see them be in. And there's been nothing at all on a Santander, on a Hernandez and stuff like that. Same thing with the Reds. You know, they were supposed to be in on Crochet. They got a pretty good-looking staff there right now. Good team all around. I was a little bit surprised to hear that and stuff like that. But what do you think? What moves might be out there for them?
I mean,
or signings?
I mean, obviously, Tanner Scott to either one of those two teams makes sense. Just because, like, you're looking at it, and those are two teams, especially Kansas City, having just been in the playoffs and made a run against the New York Yankees. Cincinnati Reds, good young up-and-coming team, obviously. Tito Francona just signed there. Tito doesn't go there unless he thinks that that's a team that's on the precipice of being a playoff team. I'm looking at a few different guys. Obviously, I still like Walker Buehler going to Kansas City. That one, to me, just makes a lot of sense. Cincinnati, I think they're going to dive into their minor league prospects and trade a couple of those guys. Go out there and either get a bopper or something like that. But an Anthony Santander makes perfect sense to me, having just came from a mid-market or smaller market team. I guess Baltimore would be considered a mid-market. But, like, I'm looking at that, and that's a move that if I'm Cincinnati, I got a bunch of good young players, but at the same time, I need that legitimate 40-plus home run guy in Anthony Santander. But, Dirtbags, thanks for giving us your curtain call questions. We'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for tonight, obviously, Kyle Tucker. His name's been reportedly out there in the trade market. Kyle Tucker, to me, fantastic player. Yankees, I can't see him being in on him. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. Obviously, the Yankees just did that. They took their swing at Juan Soto. Juan Soto didn't re-sign with them. If I'm the Yankees, I can't consciously go back in there and say, hey, we're going to give up basically the rest of our good young players in a trade and not have a guarantee that I'm signing them. They just went through that. It didn't work out for them, obviously. Now they're left with nothing. Juan Soto obviously got him to a World Series, did a fantastic job in the playoffs for him. But at the same time, why would I take another one-year risk on a Kyle Tucker knowing that he's going to free agency? There's no secret out there. Kyle Tucker will be a free agent in a year's time. So I think the Houston Astros, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to be surprised when they do trade him this offseason. But at the same time, I'd be very surprised that the New York Yankees are the team that get him, all accounts. I mean, you're hearing the Yankees and the Cubs are the two favorites right now. But I'm just looking at it like whatever team's getting him, I'd put that 72-hour clause in there and hope that I can get him signed, depending on what type of prospects I'm giving up. Because I'm not giving up my 1, 2, and 3 to get a Kyle Tucker knowing in a year he's gone.
I agree 100%. You got to have that clause and extension opportunity, because I watched Brian Cashman on the MLB Network from the winter meetings this morning and stuff like that. And you can tell the excitement, just the way he spoke, genuine excitement about the Martian, Dominguez, obviously, and that going into center field, playing with them regularly. And they got other good guys coming up here as well. I just can't see a deal getting done there for sure. Certainly kick the tires and see what the interest is, but that's about as far as it can go. So great final thought. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And again, wherever you are out there in the listening world, have a dirty, dirty week. There's no question. Get up, get after it, get dirty. You know it. You do it. You believe in it. Service men and women, again, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. It cannot be said enough. That's for sure. So, you want to send your curtain call questions in to us. You want to send training questions in to us. Again, send them to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram and Facebook. Other than that, have a great week and be excited about next week, because we are too. So it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.